Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We appreciate it. It's 8:07 on this Tuesday morning. It's 15th day of September 2020, and I am so pleased to get the chance to talk to Morgan Ortegas, who's the spokesperson for the State Department. I know you've seen her on television a lot. Morgan, thank you for being here, and what a great week for you and President Trump to do, I don't want to jinx it, but something of a victory lap, bringing together folks in the Middle East who have not gotten along for many, many years. I lived in Kuwait and Bahrain, which is relatively peaceful compared to some parts of the Middle East, and this is a real achievement here. Tell me what the president has achieved.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be on your radio show.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, it is a historic, historic day. It started, you know, this has been going on for really 4 years of this administration. When President Trump came into office, he looked at the Middle East policy of the previous administration, and he, you know, just looked at it and said, this makes no sense. We need to embolden our allies and our friends. We need to empower them, and we need to punish our enemies. So we're not going to give our enemies, the Islamic Republic of Iran, billions of dollars in sanctions relief. And we're just not going to empower these people and just assume that it's inevitable that one day they're going to get a nuclear weapon. So I think it's important for your audience to remember that peace between Arabs and Israelis, you know, you're seeing two countries, as you said, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, where you used to live, that will be signing these agreements today, recognizing the state of Israel. This doesn't happen overnight. This doesn't happen just because we have good negotiators, as good as the Trump team negotiators are. This happens because of 4 years of policies of empowering Israel, empowering the Gulf Arab states, and quite frankly, the maximum economic pressure campaign that President Trump and Secretary Mike Pompeo have put on the Islamic State of Iran made sure that they are unable to continue to foment terrorism in the region. Listen, they still try, but they've got to make a lot of really, really harsh decisions of, you know, do we fund public health infrastructure during COVID for our people, or do we fund Kitab Hezbollah, a Shia militia group in Iraq? So I think that's just to give you sort of the historical perspective of where all of this came from. Today at the White House, it's going to be pretty amazing. I can't wait. I'm going to be there. I was in the Oval Office with the president on Friday for the historic phone call between President Trump, the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, and, of course, King Hamad, the King of Bahrain, to hear the three of them talk and discuss, you know, normalization between these two states. I could talk about this for hours, so I'll let you ask questions. I would say one final thing.
Sure.
Bibi Netanyahu said in this call, he reminded us all that it took 26 years to get the last agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and it took only 29 days between the UAE recognition of Israel and then the Bahrain recognition of Israel. It took 29 days. So anybody who questions our Middle East policy or the Trump administration policy on the Middle East, proof's in the pudding, man.
Now, when you have been with these leaders and the staff that accompany them, my experience in Bahrain and Kuwait, even though they are relatively open societies compared to other countries in the Middle East, I just didn't bring up Israel very much for fear that somehow it would devolve into an uncomfortable, maybe even hostile conversation. Do you think this is a holding piece? Does everybody want to be in the room together, or have they been forced into the room together?
No. I mean, that's a great question. The excitement and the warmth, it's so palpable. You know, just a few weeks ago, I was with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the Middle East. We went about a week before Jared, and we visited Bahrain, UAE. We were in Sudan trying to work on their new democracy there, and Israel, of course. And so while we were there, I did a ton of, of local media, talking to people in UAE, talking to journalists in Bahrain. And the really amazing thing is, and I lived in the Gulf as well, so you will appreciate this having lived there. People were excited. People realize that it is a new day for the Gulf. And I've got to tell you, you have a very, very young population in the Gulf, you know, very young, under 25, under 30. And I think that they look, and I've talked to them, and they look at this Israeli and Palestinian issue, and they say, you know what, we don't want to look at this the way people have looked at this for the past 30 or 50 years, right? It hasn't worked. The Palestinians are still led by, you know, many corrupt leaders who have multiple homes by the Palestinian people. Many of them live in abject poverty. And so they start to look at this and they say, you know, this is just the way our forefathers, the way our parents, the way our grandparents approached this problem doesn't work. And now I think the amazing thing is, because, you know, I keep getting asked, oh, so should President Trump get a Nobel? And I said, you know what the real prize is here? Is that this incredibly large youth population in the Gulf and Israel, these children are going to grow up differently than we did. They're going to grow up where it's normal for young Emiratis to go vacation in Tel Aviv, where it's normal for, Israeli college kids to go to Dubai to have a fun weekend. You know, all of these things that didn't seem possible when you and I lived in the Gulf are now possible.
That is a very remarkable change. And, you know, there are a lot of countries like UAE that I think wanted to step into a new world order without the open hostility, without everything turning into a conflict. And sidelining Iran rather than placating them seems to have allowed them the birth to do that. And that is a real achievement. So I think it's great that the president's been nominated, and hopefully that will be fully discussed. I'm excited to see what happens at the White House today, too. Morgan Ortegas, the spokesperson for the State Department. Listen, enjoy seeing you on TV, and appreciate you coming on with us today. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thanks.
All right. It's 8:13 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back, and you know what? We'll check on the weather, which does not feel like the Middle East today. Gosh, fall has arrived in Central Virginia, I think. We'll talk about that in the traffic in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.